This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia is one of the world's most tolerant countries, according to a 2013 Pew Research poll, which found that nearly 8 in 10 Australians thought homosexuality should be accepted by society. However, LGBTI activists continue to advocate for wider rights despite the legalisation of same-sex marriage in December 2017. LGBTI is a collective term referring to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or intersex people. Some cultures, however, do not have specific terms to describe people with an alternative sexual orientation or those who identify as another gender. Equality Australia's legal director, Ghassan Kasisyeh, explains.
So we're talking about people who have romantic and sexual attractions to people of their own gender. And we're talking about people whose gender, so male, female and other genders, isn't necessarily congruent with the gender that other people knew them at birth.
Homosexuality was a criminal offence in Australia under the influence of British imperial law. In New South Wales, men who engaged in same-sex intercourse were sentenced to life imprisonment until 1924. In Victoria, on the other hand, homosexual acts were punishable by death until 1949. Although different states started decriminalising homosexual acts after South Australia changed its law in 1975, it wasn't until 1997 when Tasmania became the last Australian jurisdiction to legalise homosexual acts. A 2018 joint report by the Human Rights Law Centre, La Trobe University and Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria estimates that up to 10% of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer Australians are still subject to conversion therapy. It is a painful experience for many, including former pastor Andre Afamasaga, who for years tried everything he could to change his sexuality.
It's just this ideology that being gay is broken and that there is something wrong with you. And that to be gay means that you are faulty and you are damaged goods and God needs to fix you.
Despite being raised in a loving Christian Samoan family, Afamasaga carried the shame and guilt of being gay throughout most of his life.
I remember being really young as 8 years old, and I knew that I was gay at that point. I would say, God, please take these feelings away from me. I feel like societal stigma and discrimination is so great that even children who are gay from non-Christian or non-religious homes even pray.
Statistics from the National LGBTI Health Alliance found that LGBTI young people aged between 16 to 27 are 5 times more likely to attempt suicide in their lifetime than their heterosexual counterparts. As for Afamasaga, despite being deeply religious and a former pastor, the inability to reconcile his religious values with his homosexuality made him ponder the possibility of giving up his life at one stage.
After 15 years straight of trying to be straight, I was sad and I was really down, and I had just turned 40 and I started to realise that all these efforts to become straight and to try to do the right thing by God was not affecting the change that I wanted to see. I just have the overwhelming sense that loneliness that I've been feeling for all these years, that was going to be the rest of my life. And so that's when the suicidal thoughts started to become really pronounced.
Those feelings ultimately forced Afamasaga to come out of the closet to confront his true identity.
And I thought, if I don't change this, if I keep thinking this way about myself and keep trying to be straight without affecting any positive change, then that's not a good life. I don't want that life for me. I think it's now just time to accept that I am in fact gay.
The 2014 Face the Facts statistics released by the Australian Human Rights Commission found that 6 in 10 lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and intersex people have experienced verbal homophobic abuse, whereas 2 in 10 have experienced physical homophobic abuse. The rates were significantly higher for transgender men, followed by transgender women. In order to ensure that every 11 in 100 Australians who identify as LGBTI receive adequate social and health services, Equality Australia is advocating for questions on sexual orientation, gender identity and sex characteristics to be included in the census.
They face harassment and discrimination, and knowing where those people live allow us to provide the kinds of services that are necessary to meet those needs.
Deeply entrenched social prejudice towards queer people meant that people of colour who are already subject to racial discrimination face more challenges. According to neuropsychologist Dr. Judy Tang, president of the Australian LGBTIQ Multicultural Council, AGMC.
We have to cut ourselves up into different parts whenever we go to each particular community or section of society, so to speak. So, for example, it feels like if we go into an LGBTI space, we have to leave our multicultural, our ethnicity at the door. And then on the flip side, if we go into multicultural spaces, we have to leave our LGBTI-ness outside the door. So it feels like we never can be 100% ourselves.
In 2008, the Rudd government removed discrimination against same-sex couples in federal laws such as superannuation schemes, social security, workers' compensation, taxation, immigration, citizenship, aged care and health. Gassan Kasisyeh says reforms that took place since the 80s were important precursors to the legal recognition of today's same-sex relationships in Australia.
That gave them the same kinds of rights that any married couple would have, gave them rights like adoption, inheritance, the ability to see a partner in hospital and make decisions about the funeral of their partner or to inherit the estate of their partner.
Since December 2017, following a nationwide postal survey with 61.6% of the population supporting marriage equality, same-sex couples have been able to legally marry in Australia. Couples have also been able to adopt children in all Australian states and territories as of April 2018. Maria Palotta Ciaroli, chief editor of Living and Loving in Diversity, an anthology of Australian multicultural queer adventures, says the ability for same-sex couples to raise children is a game-changer for some migrant families.
Even though their parents may have had a difficult time accepting them, once there's a child, once there's a marriage in place, the older people will step up and say, there's a child in the family now. I need to take care of that child, regardless of how I feel about my son. And it is actually bringing many families together again.
Gassan Kasisyeh says broader social reforms still need to occur for every Australian to enjoy the same rights.
We're looking at people being allowed to have birth certificates that reflect the gender they live in rather than the gender that was assumed for them at birth. We're looking at broader social discrimination and attitudes that remain that prevent people being able to live out their best selves, like in the workplace or when they go to school. And we're also looking at some ideas that existed around how bodies need to look and be based on sex.
It wasn't until late 1973 when the Australian Medical Association removed homosexuality from its list of illnesses and disorders. Kasisyeh believes many migrant communities still hold backward views around sexuality and gender. He sees these perceptions as a barrier to universal equality.
A lot of migrant communities in Australia are having the same kinds of conversations that the mainstream Australian community had around 40 or 50 years ago. So things like that homosexuality is not a form of mental illness. It's not something that can be cured and it's not something that's learned or adopted. There's still a lot of misunderstanding, particularly for people who've arrived recently.
Having conducted extensive research on Australia's multicultural LGBTI community as a senior lecturer with Deakin University's School of Health and Social Development, Maria Palotta Ciaroli says real social change starts from the family.
For many of our LGBTI people, the level of discrimination can be more from within their own communities. When I look at every story, every life in Living and Loving in Diversity and in the research we're doing, the more traditionally religious the family or the community is, unfortunately, the more discrimination the LGBTI person will feel. We've had young people say that their parents often had to make a very difficult decision. Will I stand up for my children or will I go with the community?
If you're struggling and need to talk to someone right now, call Lifeline Crisis Support on 13 11 14. Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467, 1800 Respect on 1800 737 732, and Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800 for young people aged 5 to 25. More information is available at beyondblue.org.au and lifeline.org.au. The feature on LGBTI rights in Australia was prepared by Amy Chen-Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.